Welcome to Cooking Vibes. This week's sponsor is Figaro's Wine and Liquor. Here are your hosts of Cooking Vibes, Michelle Segelnick and Leah Bernstein.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great day, staying safe and healthy with all the colds, flus, and we're not going to mention that other thing going around. But today we are going to talk pizza. I think it's a great, everybody loves pizza. Like, who doesn't love pizza? Right, Leah?
Yeah, we have a line here. Who can turn down a slice of pizza?
Almost nobody
can
I know
ever turned down a pizza. So
absolutely. And I think a lot of kids are off from school this week between Christmas and New Year's. So I think it's a great activity to do with the kids also. Or if you're just laying low a little bit this week, staying inside, uses very basic ingredients. And once you have the canvas of your pizza dough, you can really do anything with it. You can make traditional pizza. You can do all different types of toppings. You can do a meat pizza. So let's start by talking about like what goes into basic pizza dough. And there are some tips to like that you don't have to make the dough hours in advance for it to rise 2 hours because it is a yeast dough. Leah, you want to share with us your pizza dough information?
Sure. So pizza dough is really, really very, very simple. You can put it together, if I remember correctly, it's yeast and water, maybe a tablespoon or two of sugar and flour. There is really nothing else in it. I'll send a recipe later.
And you'll be able to find that on westhempsteadecho.com.
Exactly. So I've been making homemade pizza for years. It's been a favorite activity. Well, actually, my kids are grown now, but now I do it with my grandchildren. And it's even an activity that I've done via Zoom with my kids who live out of town. There are so many ways you can do pizza. You can do individual pizzas. You can do large pizza pies. You can do square pizzas. You can do pizza on a cookie sheet. You can do, you know, random wild toppings that you find in your pantry. Or
they also have a lot of those new pizza ovens. Those are like really hot now, like the Uni, which is a really big deal now. It's all over. Everybody's got an Uni. It comes with either hook up to a propane tank or maybe it's electric also. I'm not 100% sure, but that's like an outside pizza oven. You have to do it outdoors. Comes with the baking stone. I have a Betty Crocker that I use sometimes for pizza.
I have one of those as well.
Yeah, it's inexpensive.
A pizza stone, and something that's a little bit newer, it's a pizza steel.
What's that?
It's made of steel. It weighs 1,000,000 pounds.
Oh, heavier than the stone? Because the stone is
way heavier than the stone.
Okay.
And mine happens to be rectangular, and the pizza stone or the pizza steel help make the bottom of your crust a tad more crunchy, a tad more well done. Because sometimes if you do it on an aluminum tin or even on aluminum foil, sometimes the bottoms don't quite get cooked.
It's also good to put down a little bit of
cornmeal.
Cornmeal. Thank you. Cornmeal on the bottom, and that, you know, like sometimes you pick up your slice of pizza from the pizza store and you're like, what are those little pieces on the bottom, those little crumbs?
That's
cornmeal.
Yes.
They put cornmeal down. That prevents the pizza dough from sticking, and it also gives it that little extra crunch to the crust.
Exactly. So do you like a thick dough or a thin dough?
I like thinner dough, but I think what I like the crust, actually.
And oh, I like the other part.
I like to stuff my crust.
Oh, that's courageous.
Yeah. And so when you're rolling out your dough and you get, you know, to the edge, you can take an extra. You can take the cheese sticks, the mozzarella cheese sticks, and you can cut them and go around in the circle around the dough and fold over the dough. And then you get a cheese filled crust. And that's like an extra bonus. You're like, oh, wow, look at this, what's inside my crust. That's a lot of fun.
Right. But it makes the crust like a cheese pretzel, which is also something you can always do with prepared pizza dough, homemade pizza dough, or anything.
Right. So pizza dough is not just limited to pizza. You can use it to make calzones. You can use it to make cheese pretzels. As
how about zeppelins?
Yum. Zeppelins are the best. You can use it for zeppelins. You can use it for garlic knots. Those are delicious. So once you have your basic dough, you can do a lot of different things with it. I also think it's a lot of fun to have the kids decorate their own pizza. So you roll out the dough and then you get all your different toppings. You can do peppers, onions, olives,
mushrooms, eggplant, pineapple.
I love pineapple on pizza. I know it's a big controversy out there. Like, people are like, pineapple doesn't belong on pizza. It's like a sweet thing. But the contrast between the sweet pineapple and the sauce and the salty cheese together, I just think it's like a burst of deliciousness in your mouth.
Have you ever had salad pizza?
So I did have salad on my pizza once, and it was interesting. I'm not the biggest fan. You okay. Probably love it.
I love it.
You like of vegetables. Course. You're but with your vegetables. Pizza, yeah.
Salad pizza has to be eaten, you know, obviously.
Immediately.
Because you cook the pizza and then you kind of put the salad on top.
So it will
be as elaborate or as simple as you like, with some romaine lettuce, and sprinkle it with Parmesan cheese and just a few tomatoes. Or you can run the gamut of adding peppers, corn, anything you like. And you can even drizzle it with a dressing. I mean, people put pasta on pizza today.
So our local kosher pizza store, Sawley's, has different varieties of pizza. The one pizza that I think is absolutely incredible is their mashed potato slice. So it has, it's no sauce. So it's a white slice. It has mashed potatoes, cheese, caramelized onions, and a barbecue sauce on it. It is like so heavy, but so delicious. Like, I think a slice of that pizza weighs like 10 pounds. I don't know. It's incredible. One slice will fill you up for like 3 days. It's so good. But they also do, like, I've seen a macaroni and cheese slice and a penne alla vodka slice. Like, there's so many options for when you have your pizza dough that it's a blank canvas. You can do anything with it.
Have you ever had, I've had pizza with like mock fried chicken,
like a barbecue chicken pizza?
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily barbecue, but it was like like chicken pizza, little pizzas.
Yeah, I know it's fried. Extremely popular to do different meats on pizza. Being kosher, you either have two options. So you can either do the fake meat with real cheese, or you leave off the cheese and do real meat. So we do something in our house called meat pizza, which
it's
is
outstanding.
Like,
I'm going to interject. Yeah. Meat pizza, whether it's chicken or brisket, pastrami, Michelle, take it away. It's by far.
So what? So You can take a shortcut with your pizza dough. You don't have to make pizza dough from scratch, even though it's easy enough to make. I like to buy the Brooklyn bread, which is this rectangular flat bread. I get it at Stop and Shop. They also have Trader Joe's has it. It's their own brand, but it's the same bread. So on that, I smear first a garlic aioli, which I make myself, which is roasted garlic with some spices and mayonnaise. On top of that, I do shredded barbecue beef, caramelized onions. Then I drizzle it with some barbecue sauce. I like the Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. It happens to be my favorite barbecue sauce, but you can use whichever one you want. And a little bit more of the garlic aioli, stick it in the oven and bake it off. And it's fabulous. Or we also do a pastrami pizza, which we take deli sliced pastrami, fry that up. And then the same technique, the garlic aioli on the base of the bread, the pastrami, fried pastrami, the onions, more barbecue sauce and garlic aioli, bake that in the oven. And it's just fabulous. Those I do on a baking sheet. But we had mentioned before doing it on a stone or a pizza steel. And I believe that the local restaurant supply store on Hempstead Turnpike in West Hempstead sells all those things. Of course, they're always available on Amazon, and you can order them and have them delivered directly to your door.
So let's talk frozen pizza dough for a minute.
Okay.
For those who don't want to, you know, expend the extra effort, don't have the time, or just want to make it an easy activity. So there are different types of pizza doughs that you can buy. You can buy a fresh ball of pizza. You can buy a frozen ball of pizza. You can buy individual, say, 7-inch round flat pizza doughs. You can buy 3-inch mini pizzas, which are fun for the kids.
And I think the possibilities are endless, really, with pizza doughs. Just one tip, when you're using the frozen pizza doughs, and they sell them as Stop and Shop, I know IND carries them. I'm sure the other local supermarkets carry them. Also, another tip, backtracking for a second, if you want fresh pizza dough and don't want to make it, go into your local pizza store and ask them to sell you their pizza dough, and they will happily, because they don't have to make the pizza for you. You can make it yourself. But I know in West Hempstead, we have, besides the kosher pizza store, Sawley's, there's also Gino's, which I've never had before, but I've heard fantastic things. They've been around forever. They're in the Best Western parking lot on Woodfield Road. I know there's also nearby King Umberto's, I think it's called. They are like one of the top rated pizza stores in Long Island, and they're not far from West Hempstead. They're in Franklin Square on Hempstead Turnpike. So there are lots of good pizza stores, but if you want to make it yourself, it's also great. So when you buy the frozen pizza dough, you can let that defrost on your counter, in the fridge, but I find it easier to roll it out when it's just defrosted, still cold, but not yet room temperature. Because once it gets to room temperature, it gets sticky, it starts...
And difficult to manage.
Yeah, difficult to manage. So much easier to roll it out when the dough is cold, not frozen, but still cold. So I think that this is a great activity for the kids to do this week. You can look up online something called focaccia art, which is people use focaccia dough, but you can use pizza dough to do the same. And they make art on their dough with different vegetables and condiments. And it's like, flowers and the sunrise. It's just beautiful stuff. You can look it up on Google it online and do that with your pizza dough.
Right. You can even just picture it with like pepper slices. You can make a sun and you can make grass at the bottom. And you
can get creative. Use chives for the grass or scallions, asparagus, anything you want. Like we said before, the pizza dough is a blank canvas for you to get creative, have fun with the kids, and then enjoy a great meal afterwards. We are going to share our recipe for a quick and easy pizza dough on westhempsteadecho.com. All the ingredients you can find locally in our local supermarkets. If you want to skip the pizza dough making, buy the flatbread, buy the frozen or the fresh dough, or go to your local pizza store and ask them for the
dough. You can also make it on a bagel. You can make it on an English muffin. You can make it on a wrap. You can make it on anything. It's fabulous.
There's what's better than melted cheese? Melted cheese is the best, with or without the vegetables, right, Leia?
Exactly.
Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in. Have a great day and wishing everybody health and safety.
Have a great day, everyone. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Vibes. We look forward to joining you next week at westhempsteadecho.com.